In the day's other headlines, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth issued a letter of censure today against Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, who retired from the Navy with the rank of captain. In a social media post, Hegseth said the proceedings could lead to a reduction in his retired grade, resulting in a corresponding reduction in retired pay. But the move stops short of recalling Kelly to active duty and prosecuting him.
You can refuse illegal orders.
In November, Kelly and five other Democratic lawmakers released a video calling on U.S. troops to resist what they called illegal orders. Kelly called today's decision outrageous, adding that Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump don't get to decide what Americans in this country get to say about their government. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he's dropping his bid for a third term. His decision comes amid a widening fraud scandal involving the state's child care programs. Walz has faced increasing scrutiny from President Trump and other top Republicans over his handling of the investigation. Today, Walz, who was the Democratic vice presidential candidate back in 2024, said that given the challenges Minnesota is facing, he, in his words, can't give a political campaign his all.
Every minute that I spend defending my own political interest would be a minute I can't spend defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on our generosity and the cynics who want to prey on our differences.
A person close to Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar said today that she is considering a bid to replace Walz. She reportedly met with him over the weekend. About a dozen Republicans have already entered the race. In Texas, jury selection began today in the first criminal trial over the slow law enforcement response to the Uvalde school shooting. Former Uvalde schools officer Adrian Gonzalez is charged with failing to protect children during the attack that killed 19 students and two teachers. He was among the first of nearly 400 officers to arrive on the scene at Robb Elementary in 2022. They waited more than an hour before confronting the gunman. Gonzalez faces 29 counts of child endangerment and abandonment. He's pleaded not guilty. In Ohio, the Secret Service says it has detained a man who attacked the home of Vice President J.D. Vance. Sources tell the Associated Press that agents heard a loud noise around midnight and found a person who had broken a window with a hammer and was trying to enter the house. A Secret Service vehicle was also damaged. Court records show a 26-year-old from Kentucky is set to be arraigned tomorrow on misdemeanor charges of vandalism, criminal trespass, and others. Vance and his family were not at home at the time. Turning overseas now, Swiss police say they've identified all 116 people who were injured in last week's New Year's Eve fire in the resort town of Crans, Montana. More than 80 of them are still in the hospital. It comes a day after authorities said they had identified all 40 people who died in the blaze. In Milan today, the bodies of some of the six Italian victims of the tragedy returned home. Swiss authorities say they've launched a criminal investigation into the managers of the bar. They face charges of involuntary homicide, among other charges. On Wall Street today, stocks ended higher amid hopes that U.S. energy companies will soon be able to access Venezuela's massive oil reserves. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped nearly 600 points to close at a new all-time high. The NASDAQ added around 160 points. The S&P 500 also ended higher on the day. And Eva Schloss, Holocaust survivor and the stepsister of Anne Frank, has died. Schloss was born in Vienna in 1929. After Germany annexed Austria in 1938, she and her family fled to the Netherlands, where Schloss became friends with her neighbor, Anne Frank. Their families both hid from the Nazis, but were eventually captured and sent to the Auschwitz death camp. Schloss and her mother were the only survivors in her family, a reality she was, quote, never quite able to accept. Schloss reflected on her personal tragedies in 2019.
I realized that it is important that people should never, ever forget what has happened and how it came about. We have to learn from the history, the mistakes we have made, and try to make a safer, better world for everybody.
After the war ended, Eva Schloss's mother married Otto Frank, Anne Frank's father. In her later years, Schloss lived in the UK with her husband and three children and became a prominent Holocaust educator and author. In a statement today, her family called her a remarkable woman. Eva Schloss was 96 years old. Still to come on the News Hour, the overhaul of vaccine guidance from the government and what it means for families. And Tamara Keith and Amy Walter break down the political implications of the president's hawkish foreign policy.
This is the PBS News Hour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, headquarters of PBS News.